Well, look, our strategy going out was to contain Galway. We'd done enough video work on them. We really struggled to get the ball off the field in the first half. And that comes down to maybe we at times maybe too defensive. But it's one thing people have to realise out there that's watching this game or listening to this game on the radio today, like, it's a young team, okay? And we need everybody, especially the media, to have patience with us, okay? You know, there was reference made that we're playing, you know, that there's junior footballers playing here for Donegal and stuff like that there. And like, that to me is ridiculous. Like, if they're good enough to be here, it doesn't matter if they're being junior, intermediate or senior. But we showed our inexperience a few times in the first half, Maureen, and we came out in the second half. We got a couple of scores, could have got more. But as far as I'm concerned, that's a good Galway team. They're gonna take beating this year. But we'll roll up our sleeves. We'll get ready for Tipperary next weekend. And, you know, that's what it's all about. We knew coming into this All-Ireland series that had to be one. There was going to be one team that's going to go on through, and it's going to come down to us in Tipperary. And it comes, we go to Tipperary next week. We'll be confident going down. We'll have more work on the video, okay? And, you know, hopefully we'll have something different referee next week, because that was a joke.
Yeah, one thing you did mention there is that you do lack experience, because you are a young side. Yep. And you do need, people do need to be patient with that, because I've said it myself, you are in transition, and that's going to take some time now to go through that, to filter through it. But I will ask you, like, do you think maybe a place in intermediate would be better than a place in senior, given the experience of the team?
No, I don't think so, Maureen, because when you go down, it's very hard to get up. Like, there's a lot of good teams there in intermediate, and I'm not saying we're not capable of going down and going back up again, but I'd rather us take our lumps with the senior team. Same thing playing in Division 2. You know, you want to play in Division 1, Division 2. That's all about keeping, you know, we're playing at a high standard and going out against, like, playing against the likes of Galway, okay, that's only going to do us all the good. Back and look at the video. When you're playing Galway, you have a split second less, okay, to make a decision. Okay, you watch them. They don't block with their hands, they block with their body. Okay, we've been working on that, and you've seen some of that out there today, but not enough, okay? But these are young kids, okay? Like, I don't know how many teenagers. We've brought six minors in now, and 32 people, we've over 20 of them are teenagers, you know what I'm saying? Which is, it's great. It's not another team in the country, but they're a great bunch of girls. They're willing to learn, okay? And we'll move forward with them. I'd rather, Maureen, we stayed in senior football. If we go down, we go down. There's nothing we can do about it, but we do not want to go down.
Yeah, listen, and look, next week obviously is going to be a big change up again, a different strategy going out against Tipperary. You know that you're capable of beating them. Mm-hmm. There is still a chance here of maybe coming in the top two in the group.
Yep.
So it's all down to next week's game, James.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and going in here, we thought, okay, Galway was going to be a tough task. But we knew way down the road that fourth place in Munster was most likely going to be Tipperary, and we knew we were going to come up against them. We played them in the league, and they're a good team. They're a really, really good team, but you know, they're maybe less, they're more one dimensional, two dimensional than what Galway are. Galway have, you know, Galway have 8-9 girls there that have all stars. Okay, have been on this road a long, long time, and they showed it out there. They were very patient. Didn't force shots, okay. I know we turned them over loads, you know what I mean? But look, we're happy. Happy with the performance, not happy with the result.
Yeah, but as you say, the big difference out there today was the experience, probably. Yep. Look, and Donegal are always a very good first half team.
Yep.
So something like a no score in the first half, it definitely came right in the second half, James.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we talked about in the change room at half time was we need to be a wee bit braver. Okay. And it was actually a poor shot maybe that dropped into the square, and all of a sudden the ball's there to be knocked in the back of the net. And we're scrappy like that, and we do those things, okay. But the thing is, you know, like, you never want to have a half without a score. And you come in the second half, you're thinking, I need a score, you know. And we've done all right. We've got a goal in two. But it was always going to be an uphill battle for us to beat Galway here today. But it's like, we go to the video, we learn from it, and we move on.
Yeah, and a big game, obviously, away next week as well.
Yeah, look, we get away Friday evening down the country, spend a bit of time together. And it kind of maybe brings the group together better. But look, it's a massive game, okay? And we have to show up. If we don't show up, we're going to be playing in the media football this year. Well, not necessarily. We'll have a playoff game, but we'll be in that relegation round.